take your seat, I want you to speak a word into someone's life and tell them something good is getting ready to happen to you. Now, that was practice, obviously. Because when you believe something good is going to happen, you know what you do? You don't just say it. You follow it with a praise. Come on, we're Word of Faith people. Tell somebody else to tell them something good is getting ready to happen to you in this service. Now follow it up with your best praise. Come on. Hey, come on. Aya. 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 Jesus. We thank you. Now I want you to say one more thing, I promise. I want you to shout as loud as you can, maybe two more things. I want you to shout as loud as you can, something good is getting ready to happen to our church. Now the last confession I want you to say is something good is getting ready to happen to my bloodline. Now you better follow that with somebody in your bloodline. Ha! I said somebody in your bloodline getting saved right now. I don't know where they are, but they're getting delivered right now. Somebody in your bloodline is getting free right now. Somebody in your bloodline is coming alive. I need you to open your mouth and shout. Hey, 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 hey. I need you to praise God like you believe it. All right. Now you can have your seat. I'm so grateful for Pastor Eben Connor. Will you all clap your hands for Pastor? Aya! Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank God for his wife. Clap your hands for his beautiful wife. And I do honor the Lord here. My mother is with me as always. And I'm grateful for her. And then Armand is such a good man. He travels the country with me everywhere I go. Matter of fact, sometimes people say, I didn't see you in the service, but I saw him, so I knew you was here. And so it's good to have people of integrity living with you and around you, helping you, take care of you. So I want you to clap your hands for this young man. Thank God for him. And my son is here. Where is he at? Stand up. Kirkland is here. Stand up. Where is he at? Now, this is his church. Now, he attends my church, but this is his church, just so y'all know that. And him and his wife are expecting a baby. I think she's doing January. And so I just started my traveling season. I took about 8 months off. Just to build our local church because it was growing so fast. And the Lord said, I want you to stay home for a little bit. And I said, okay. So I stayed home. And I just got released about three weeks ago to travel. And I ain't been to church since then. So I was in North Carolina 3 weeks ago. I was in Orlando, Florida with Francina Norman. That was last week. And then I am here in Texas this week. And so I'm glad to be with you guys this week. And next week I'm going to be in Florida with Tiffany Montgomery. And so I'll be with her next week. So I'm traveling. Y'all pray for me because I'm 49. I know I look good. But I am 49 years old. And so in and out of different atmospheres sometimes can have an effect on your body. But I'm grateful to be here this morning. Well, there's a word, and one of the reasons why I kind of bought this a little, because I was ready to go too, but there's some things the Lord spoke to me that I had to release while I was here. And so on Friday of our conference, I just had a conference in North Carolina, and on Friday night, I was going to preach the State of Roar, which is the ministry I lead in. It's hundreds of prophets literally from around the world that I father and train closely. And we meet about twice a year in a conference, one in Chicago and the other one in different parts of the country. And so on that Friday, I was going to preach on the State of Roar, which is where we're headed in our schools and things of that nature. And the Lord stopped me. He said, you will not preach that word tonight. Well, I'd already announced to everybody in the camp that I'd be preaching on the State of Roar, the state of our ministry. And the Lord says, no, you won't be preaching that tonight. You're going to preach the message that you've preached before. So about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and let me just say this, I don't care what kind of party you are, it doesn't bother me, okay? But I'm going to have to tell you that the Lord spoke a definitive word to me, and because I'm not one of those, I'm not an influencer, I'm a prophet. And sometimes people we have a lot of influencers these days, and what they want to do is they want to take split screens of what you prophesied 3 weeks ago, split it just to tell every world, see, I told you what was going to happen. Well, I don't do that, and I don't allow anybody in my ministry to do that. They try to do split screens sometimes, or you just said this word, and 3 days it happened. It's not about that. I don't even know it's about Jesus. It always to be about Jesus. And anytime you take it from Jesus and put it on you, it no longer becomes prophetic. It becomes pathetic. Okay? That's another time, another message, another time. And so the Lord spoke to me that Friday. He says, Marcus, you're going to preach the message that I've given you a couple years ago. And I said, I don't want to preach something you gave me a couple years ago. You know, we have people here to hear what I'm going to say here. Some people flew in from halfway across the world. Some people flew in from other countries to hear what we're going to be preaching on tonight. He said, I want you to preach on the overturn. Now, the last time I preached this message on the overturn, I had no idea because I don't watch any news outlets. I don't watch CNN. I don't watch Fox. I watch no news absolutely at all. Zero news. I don't watch any news. And for the reason is, I believe prophets, we should get our news from heaven and not from the earth. Because the earth could be saying everything is about to come to a doom, but God said everything is about to rise. And so in order for you to be able to operate as a prophet, you need to stay out of the influence of other people and in the influence of God. So I had no idea that they were going to be doing this vote on Roe v. versus Wade. I had no idea. But the Lord said to me, there's going to be an overturn. And when he said it's an overturn, I began to prophesy 3 or 4 days before that, didn't know it was coming up, that overturn, overturn, overturn. And we saw that overturn. And then the Lord began to deal with me just recently. So Friday night, I had to get up in the conference and pretty much practically tell everybody who was going to win the election. I stood up Friday night. This was right before the election. It was actually Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 4 days before the election. And I said, the Lord said, there's getting ready to be a complete overturn in our government. There was going to be an overturn in the government. And I said, okay, Lord, I hear what you're saying. But he says, there's a reason that the overturn was getting ready to happen. First natural. Somebody say first natural. And then spiritual. Say it again, first natural. And then spiritual. And so the Lord began to deal with me, but there was going to be a overturning in the natural, and right behind it, there would be a spiritual overturn. Then he said to me, no longer would it be, not only is it going to be a spiritual overturn, the Lord says it's going to be a economical overturn. Now here's where you come in at, is because the Lord says that his people are getting ready to flourish. If you don't own a business, you better run and get one as fast as you can. Because you're about to be a storehouse. Hiya. Somebody tell somebody you're about to be a storehouse. Find somebody that look like they want to be and say, you're about to be a storehouse. God is about to trust you with things that nobody in your bloodline has ever been trusted with. God's about to trust you with some resources that nobody you are in vicinity of has ever been trusted with. There is about to be an overturn in your life. Where you were down, this thing is about to flip over and you're going to be standing on top. Now let me say this. I noticed something with people, when I release the word of the Lord to people, and I think I've shared this with people. I share this everywhere I go, but I started noticing a difference. My background is detective. So I like to, you know, I watch the first 48. I watch weird stuff like that. And I don't just watch it once. I will watch the whole marathon. If it's 30 hours and I have time, I'll watch the whole 30 hours because I want to figure it out. And so I put on my investigative hat and I start wondering why some words that God would give me would almost manifest very quickly. I mean, just fast as it was released out of my mouth, it would manifest. And then others, I would release the word and they would have to war with that word. Tell somebody the days of you warring. Come on, you got to talk back to me real strong here. See, the days of you warring with the prophetic word are over. When you hear it, you're going to walk into it. I'm in the wrong place. Let me come over here. Somebody say, the days of you warring with prophetic words are over. When you hear it, you're going to walk into it. Now open your mouth and praise God for a word that was spoken that you're about to walk into right now. So, something interesting happened when I began to investigate. You know, I began to investigate. I'm like, wait a minute. This word just manifested that fast. Some people within 40 minutes. And some, it took like 4 hours. Sometimes it took like 4 weeks. And they'd be like, oh, that word just came to pass. I'm like, huh. Some words are happening speedily. Some are just taking a long time. I said, Lord, what's going on? He said, I want you to monitor how people receive the word of the Lord. So I would give a word and somebody would go, hey, thank you, Jesus. I got it. And it would manifest immediately. Then I'd get a word and somebody would be like, well, praise the Lord, you know. Almost kind of like if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And the Lord said to me, how you receive the word of the Lord determines how you're going to walk in the word of the Lord. I came to tell somebody there's about to be an overturn in your life. I said there's going to be an overturn in your life. There's going to be an there's going to be an overturn in your church. There's going to be an overturn in your health. There's going to be an overturn in your finances. There's going to be an overturn in your business. I need somebody to open your mouth and shout overturn. Come on, shout it like you believe it. Overturn. And when you declare it, I want you to put a praise behind it. My stuff is overturning. Right now, I got faith to believe that while I'm praising God, stuff is overturning for me. Right. Okay, all right. You know, it's different when a prophet preaches. You have to understand, I don't have control over my preaching. I study like I do, but I come up here like I don't. Because when you're a prophet and you minister at any given moment, the word of the Lord could be released differently than what you studied. And we need more people preaching under an open heaven. And I'm telling you, for this house, I haven't preached this everywhere, but for this house, there shall be an overturn. And let me say this. I'm going to give you a definition here, okay? Now, overturn, watch this, means something tipped over so that it is upside down. It means, watch this, abolished, to invalidate, or a reversal. It means a reversal of a system or a situation. I experienced an overturn. For me, you don't know my testimony. I died March 4th, 2021, University of Illinois Chicago Hospital in the ICU. I wasn't expected to walk out of that place. You see, I'm standing here today, right? 3 years in counting. Guess what happened? The enemy loosed out a death sentence, but the judge overturned it. I'm trying to keep my straight, but y'all gonna make me lose it in a minute here. I said the devil, the accuser of the brethren, sent out a death sentence, but the judge overturned it. You may be sitting in this room with a diagnosis that they do not understand, that they cannot treat, but I'm here as a witness to you right now. I don't care if the death assignment has been sent against your life. I am a witness today that the judge is going to overturn it. Go touch three people and tell them, overturn, overturn, overturn. And while you're on your way back to your seat, praise God for the quick overturn. God said it's going to happen immediately. God said it's going to happen fast, quick, and in a hurry. It's going to happen now for somebody. And when they get pregonde la manza gede bayara makata, thus says the Lord, some of your overturns are going to happen in 24 hours, says the Holy Ghost. Let me try this out over here. I need somebody with some faith. Some of your overturns are going to happen in 24 hours. I need somebody to praise God. You're going to go into work, they're going to have a promotion for you. You're going to go to... Some words are just prophetic. You get the word of the Lord, it's prophetic. Go to Ezekiel chapter 21, verse 27. Oh Lord, I gotta hurry up. My goodness. Oh my God. I got so much to preach and I got like 8 minutes. My God. Saints pray. Ezekiel 21 and 27. I'm saying I got a whole bunch of stuff I'm going to preach. Ezekiel 21, 27, real fast. It says, and I will overturn, overturn, overturn. Is that not what it says? Ezekiel 21, 27. Shout it out with me. I will overturn, 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 and it shall be no more. That's the word of the Lord for some of y'all in this room. There are some things that's coming to an end. I'm telling you, yes, Lord, debt is coming to an end. And now, one thing about me, I don't say nothing the Lord has. People say, well, he's very accurate. You know why? Because I don't say nothing the Lord didn't tell me to say. Because if he didn't tell me to say it, I'm going to look like a fool if it don't happen. So I say exactly what the... He said, Marcus, you need to tell them again because they didn't get it. Debt is coming to an end. I take that for myself. Some of your houses are about to be paid off. Some of y'all just signed a mortgage and it's about to be paid off. Somebody said debt is coming to an end in the name of Jesus. God's about to overturn something. Liens and levies. God said, I'm overturning it right now. Judgments and repossessions. I heard the Holy Ghost say, overturn right now. Somebody shout and it shall be no more. Somebody shout it again and it shall be no more. Now, I'm not too sure. And I started asking the Lord for the word of knowledge. It flows real heavy and it's getting heavier. I asked the Lord for the word of knowledge. I said, Lord, give me some specific situations that you're going to overturn. And he didn't say anything to me. I was like, okay, you ain't saying nothing. I ain't saying nothing either. You quiet, I'm quiet. We rock together. We roll together. Then he said to me, Marcus, there is no specific situations. All situations are going to be overturned. You know what? I need one brave soul to just jump up and just praise God for your own overturn. It don't have to be a long praise. I said it don't have to be a long praise. But praise them now. It's happening. It's happening. Go find somebody and tell them now. It's your time for the overturn. Now shout out to God like it's happening for you. Matter of fact, some of y'all got so much faith, you praising God for your mama, your daddy, your cousin, everybody attached to me right now. Hey. boy. They didn't, you know, I don't dress myself because they don't trust how I would be looking if I came out the house. They just don't. I'm like, my clothes is all out for me every day. They said, yes, sir. And somebody said, you've been dressing really nice lately. I said, really? So they obviously did not give me the right shoes. So when I got dressed and they put the clothes on, I'm like, these ain't the right shoes. These are a little heavy. These ain't the moving shoes. And I started to change shoes and the Lord said, no, just kick them shoes off and dance in your socks. Tell somebody, I did not bring the right shoes, but I'm not afraid to kick these shoes off and praise Him. Okay, so they told me I got a little more time. Thank God. Thank God. Okay, so there are some things that the Lord is, it's a prophetic action that God wants you to like. Now watch what I'm about to tell you. In order to overturn something, who's over here as God? Is Polo over here? I need you to get a mic and come read for me, prophet. Now watch this. Come on a little closer. Okay, you here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. He said, yes, sir. You got a radio voice, man. It's a radio prophetic voice. Like that. Yes, sir. Okay. So these are my glasses. Okay. I just got them. Put them on.
All right.
He got on black, don't he?
Yes, sir.
You better watch out, man. Okay, give them back now.
Okay, all right.
They cost money, but I'm going to give them to you when I'm done, okay? I got it.
Look nice, right?
I'm going to get, yeah, they brand new, about 2 weeks old. I'm going to give them to you. So watch this. Here are my glasses, right? They're in my hand. So in order for an overturn to happen, it has to be able to fit in your hand physically. So I'm taking this. I just overturned it, right?
Right.
Watch this. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 10.
Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Psalm 136 and 12.
With a strong hand and an outstretched arm. For his steadfast love endures forever.
Isaiah chapter 64 verse 8.
Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay, you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand.
Job chapter 12 verse number 10.
In his hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind.
Psalm 145 verse 16.
You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing.
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6.
Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God so that he may exalt you in due time.
Isaiah 40 and 12.
Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Or with the breath of his hand marked off the heavens.
Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 4.
His splendor was like the sunrise. Rays flashed from his hand where his power was hidden.
Psalm 95 verse 5.
The sea of his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land.
Isaiah 48 verse 13.
My own hand laid the foundations of the earth. And my right hand spread out the heavens. When I summon them, they all stand up together.
Psalm 118, 16.
The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things.
1 Chronicles 29 and 12.
States both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might.
Psalm 95 verse 4.
And in his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him.
I need somebody to praise God for the hand. And the Lord said, don't use your hand in this season. You get out the way and you use my hand.
Come on, somebody tell them, in this season, you will not need to use your own hand. The hand of the Lord is going to over. What kind of hand is it? Somebody says it's a mighty hand. It's a strong hand. It's a powerful hand. It is the hand of God. Shout up in here.
You mean to tell me you ain't going to be able to move this thing this next season? You ain't supposed to move it. Use the hand of God.
Oh, I forgot one. Job 36:32.
He fills his hands with lightning and commands it to strike its mark.
Somebody lift up your voice and give God a praise for the overturn in your life. The mighty hand of God is getting ready to overturn it. If you came for a new revelation, you better wait till next Sunday. Pastor, be back. I came with a prophetic word. I said, if you want a new revelation, Pastor, gonna be back next Sunday. I came with a prophetic word. Overturn! 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 It's in this house! Shout! You believe God. Fred Hammond has a song that laid in the mid. For some of you, it's your midnight hour. But God's gonna turn. It's got to work. Shout, it's got to work in your favor. Now.
Now, sometimes when I'm ministering, I can see the Lord Jesus when I'm ministering. And the time I was ministering by the prophetic anointing of the Word of God. But when I said late in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around. Guess who showed up on the platform? Oh, you got to believe me. I said when I said late in the midnight hour, when I turned around, Jesus came on the platform. I'm gonna turn it around. The overturn is happening in this church right now. Shout about it. Praise about it. Dance about it. Jump about it. Leap about it. Oh, it's happening. Yeah.
Now,
I want you to go to 2 Kings real quick. The 13th chapter and the 16th verse. Something interesting happened. I was like, Lord, I got the word. I got it. We good. Then he says, wait a minute. I want you to go to this verse. 2 Kings 13 and 16. We have the prophet of God. I believe it's Elisha, and we have the king of Israel. And Elisha told him that we're going to win this victory. That's what the prophet said. I'm telling you right now, everything in your life where it doesn't look like you're going to win the victory, that we're Word of Faith people. Hey, Rhema Bible Training Center, Kenneth Hagin Bread right here. With a little church of God in Christ in me. Both of them in there now. So we declare, we decree, and we see. We're people of faith. We believe God. And so the prophet comes in and tells him to get his bow. And he told him to shoot an arrow out of the east window. So he shoots his arrow. The prophet puts his, I see why you're here now. The prophet puts his hand on top of the king's hand. Then he said, with the remaining arrows, strike the ground, that we may have the complete victory. And so I said, Lord, why would you take me here and you're talking about overturn? He said, because many people, they miss the actions that I'm telling them to do, the strategies for the overturn. There are strategies that God is releasing. See, I'm not releasing any more words to this church about the church growing and expanding. God has already spoken that. Now I'm like, Lord, where are the strategies? And some of y'all are rejoicing over a word God gave you years ago, and you wonder why it's not manifested, because you don't have the strategy. And so you keep making these prophets that are real prophets look like they don't know what they're talking about. It's not them, it's you. Tell somebody we need strategies. So I found myself preaching all over the country, and miracles and things happen. And then I'm like, wait, what's going on with this here? Something is delaying this. And the Lord says, they got the word, but they don't have the strategy. The Lord said, for this church, I have already released the word concerning what I'm going to do in this church. He said, now I'm going to begin to release the strategies. The strategies is just as important as the word. Because if you don't ask God, one of my spiritual sons called me, he's crying, oh my God, I can't believe I got myself into this trouble. You know, me and my wife are in this situation and oh my God, we're really having trouble. I said, what's the problem? Well, you know, we believe the word of God that I spoke to my wife. Well, this is going to happen here, here, there. And nothing's happened. It seems like it's getting worse. I said, did you ask God to release the strategy to make that happen? See, we're so busy shouting about the word, we need to shout with the word, before the word, and during the strategies. Can I tell you something? The Lord, when he began to deal with me about millions, I do well. When he began to deal with me about millions, he started surrounding me with people who are millionaires. I didn't have to go looking for them. They just showed up. Hey, prophet, come hang with me. I was like, okay. I know you preach, but I want you to hang with me. I said, okay. And they started showing me different strategies on how to get where God already spoke in my life. And some of you, the Lord says the strategies has been absent from the prophetic table. Remember, Joseph got the word of the Lord, but he also was the strategist. So he got the word, but he was also the strategy to fulfill the word. And the Lord said, for many of you all, you have the word, but now I'm going to give you the strategies. Touch two people and tell them you need the strategy. Tell them again, you need the strategies. Tell them again, God is getting ready to release strategies on how to fulfill that word he gave you. Some of you are going to accidentally bump into new ideas and creativity. I heard the Lord say, there's an inventor in this room. There's someone in this room that has been inventing things and trying patents and different things. I'm telling you right now, the strategies are about to be released to your life. Now watch this. Give me a minute. I'm almost ready. So he puts his hand, he's given him the strategy. He gave him the word, but now he's given him a strategy. And he told him, as he put his hand on top of his hand, that was a representation that the hand of the Lord is with you. Now today you don't need the prophet to come by everybody's hand and do the bow, you know, no, we don't need that. Because in the Old Testament, the Spirit of God would come upon prophet, priest, and king. But in the New Testament, all of us have this treasure in an earthen vessel. So we don't need the prophet like they needed him in the Old Testament. That's another misunderstanding people have. You know, they say, well, I want to seek the prophet for a word from God. That's unscriptural. I go through the airport. Hey, prophet, how you doing? I'm like, I'm good. I'm walking. And my mom's like, they want to talk to you. I'm like, do you have a word for me? I says, no. I'm trying to get to my gate. I'm trying to get to you tonight at club. I want to eat some muffins and drink some water in the club and relax before I go to my gate. I don't have a word for you. Because people think because you're a prophet, you got a word for everybody. And then they start moving from prophetic to performance. And they put you on a send-off mission, got you out there in the middle of nowhere, You were never supposed to be there, but they perform because you put a demand on their performance. That's why I let nobody do that to me. I got leaders, oh my God, influencers, state senators, U.S. senators. Hey, you know, I'm like, I don't have anything. But when I call them, they say, oh, everybody be quiet. He got something. And so you're not going to put me in a pressure to perform. And so it's unscriptural in the New Testament for you to say, prophet, can you put your hands on me that I may be like the king? I can't do that because you don't need that. You got a greater covenant. I thought I was in the Word of Faith Church. My God. You got a greater covenant based upon greater promises. So now watch this. I'm done. The prophet puts his hands on the arrow. And the man shoots the arrow out of the window. The king shoots the window. He says, with the remaining arrows, he told him to do what? Strike the ground. And he struck it a few times as opposed to striking it more. The Lord says, some of you, you cannot walk in an inferiority season this year. Well, I just only want a little bit. God said, no, 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 no. Isaiah 54, give me Isaiah 54 verse 1. And I promise you I'm done. I was going to prophesy to a few people, but I better move around. I won't get in trouble. There's somebody that ain't got nothing to do with, they got the watch on them. Talking about, take your time. Notice that didn't come from none of the pastors. They like, honey, be quiet, please. Shh. So he told him, you should have struck the ground even more. And so I asked the Lord, I said, well, what is striking the ground? And he told me three areas. Number one, you got to strike the ground which you're giving. Now we get real quiet when it comes to that. Second of all, we strike the ground with our praise. I'm not just going to pray. Listen, when people see me praising God, I go all out praising God. So we got to strike the ground with our praise, thanking and praising God for what he's doing and what he's going to do. I was in the middle of a coma and I woke up. And when I woke up, and I'm talking about in the middle of a coma, I woke up and I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I got tubes everywhere, but thank you, Jesus. I was 100% blind. They didn't ever think I'd regain any sight back. And I was in my sister's house. They moved me in. And I'm walking in and I'm totally blind. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. And I counted the steps from my bedroom to the bathroom. It's like 44 steps. And I would go, 1, 2, 3. And I would get to 44 and I'll turn around. There's a bowl, use the bathroom and leave out. That's how I had to move around. I remember one day in particular, my sister was in the front and she just had a brand new baby and her husband's in the back. He's a musician, a well-accomplished musician. So he, you know, works with Brian McKnight, all these people. So at nighttime, he got to go to bed because he got to get up and move. And so sometimes she would lay on the couch with the baby. So the baby wouldn't disturb him. And one time I counted 21 steps. I got to the 21st step and I can't see nothing. I'm throwing up all day, every day. And I just started doing this. And I kept walking. I knew I had 21 steps to go. I took about 3 steps and I said, what are you doing? I'm stunned because I'm thinking it's pitch black. Nobody's out there. And I'm walking to the bedroom thinking it's 3, 4 in the morning. Obviously nobody's up. But she watched me and asked me what I was doing. I said, well, I don't want to tell you. She said, no, go ahead and tell me. I said, I'm just praising God. In the midst of the worst season of my life, living in somebody else's house, not doing anything, not traveling, not going anywhere, I had the sense enough to praise God in the middle of it. Ask somebody, why is he standing on that stage today? Why is he moving in and out of airports today? You know why? Because I had the sense enough to strike the ground. I said I had the sense enough to strike the ground.
Even though it wasn't what I wanted, I had the sense enough to strike the ground. Is there anybody in here got a little prophetic sense to strike the ground right where you are? Open your mouth and strike the ground. Open your mouth and strike the ground. Praise Him. Somebody say, don't take that. Listen, hiya, for me it takes that and more. Tell some, you know, I know y'all had Old School Sunday a couple weeks ago, week ago. They had a song that said, you can't tell it like I can tell it what the Lord has done for me. So excuse me if I keep striking, if I keep praying. Tell somebody it's just my testimony of what He did for me. I ain't got to open my mouth. I just keep striking the ground. I keep praising Him. I learned something. That praising God for me. I don't care where I go. I was covered by God. I think it was last month, minister. Last month. And Tiffany said, prophet, you're going to go up after me. I said, okay. I went up after her, and everybody in the building started doing what? Praising God. You know why? Because they already know when He get on that platform, He's going to command us to praise God. Because in the middle of praising God, you don't know. Things begin to, I find you, Jesus. Things begin to turn around. While you're praising God, things turns around for you. Tell somebody you got to strike the ground with your praise. Now, a lot of you, and I'm done, a lot of you have a problem with that second one. And the reason why you have a problem with that is because you don't want nobody to see you. You know, we got these cool praises today. Like you doing God a favor. Like you doing God a favor. No, in actuality, praise is a sign of faith. Can you imagine coming out of a coma with tubes everywhere, and the first thing God tells you to do is praise Him? Last thing I remember, I was on the stage with John Eckhart and some other preachers preaching in the conference. The next thing I remember, I'm up with tubes, a feeding tube. And the Lord told me, praise me with that feeding tube in your stomach. Praise me with the trach in your throat. Praise me with IVs in your foot. You know what I was doing? I was striking the ground. I was ensuring victory after victory after victory after victory. And the Lord says, not only was I ensuring victory after victory after victory, I was ensuring that even the fights that I was going to go into that I did not know about, I was praising God in the current for future battles that were already won. So I began to strike the ground. And so when the Lord put this on the end of my message, He told me, tell my people to strike the ground. He said, tell them, don't beat the arrow once, but keep on praising God. Keep on beating the arrow because the overturn is happening in your life. Now, what I want you to do, how much time do I have, Polo? How much time? Tell me the real time. I got 3 minutes. Okay. 3 minutes is all I need. I want you to stand up. Now, I'll preach more in the 11 a.m. service, but I want you to stand up. And I want you to see something in your life that needs to be overturned. We can get this done in 2 minutes. I want you to see something in your life that has to be overturned. Some of y'all have children that are locked up in prison. You have nephews and nieces that are locked up in prison. And you've been praying for them, Lord, overturn. I don't have time to go into this, but in the courts of heaven, there's a ruling judge that rules over all. And your case has been brought to Him.
And today, he's declaring, I'm going to overturn this judgment. Some of y'all have judgment that has been operating against your bloodline and your life for years. But the just judge says, Marcus, tell them today, I am overturning that decision right now. Some of you got diabetes in your body, but the Lord said, I'm overturning that. Some of you have back problems. The Lord says, tell them, I'm overturning that in your body right now. Some of you have physical, there's high blood pressure. God is, go take your blood pressure when you leave here. God says, I'm overturning that decision right now. Somebody has a lien against your house. God said, I'm overturning it. 48 hours, it will be overturned. I need somebody to open your mouth and strike the ground. Come on. Come on out your belly, strike the ground. Come on, strike the ground, strike the ground. Don't use no music, open your mouth, let your voice be that arrow. Come on, strike the ground, strike it. Come on, just one second, guys. Come on, strike the ground, use your voice like the arrow. Come on, Word of Truth, strike the ground. Yada shada lenda huke biandele kabaha o kabaya ambokundele bekita broko and esbala kedia, and I will overturn it and it shall be no more, saith God. Ale Abraham diakiaba. Someone's dealing with a heart problem. Jesus just told me I'm overturning it right now. I need some people with some faith to strike the ground in here. Somebody came to church with pain in your body. The Lord says, right now, I'm overturning that right now. Come on. Somebody's been dealing with a migraine headache for a while. The Lord says, I'm overturning it. And I will overturn it, and it will be no more. And it will be no more. And it will be no more. Somebody's striking the ground right now. You're not looking at me, you're striking the ground. Who's this right here? I can't see your face. Yes, right here. Give me your first name. Lift your hands up. Give God the praise right now. He's overturning everything in your life. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, Jesus. Not yet. And it will be no more. Black and white, who is this right here? Coming up here. Lift your hands up and shout, I am in the middle of the overturn. For my life, for my business to come, my family. Hiya! I'm in the middle of it. He candle of Tiakaria. You're in the middle of it, says God. Somebody help God. Come on, praise him. Help him praise him. I lose that comeback anointing in here. Somebody say, I ain't going down. I'm coming back. I'm coming back stronger. I'm coming back wiser. I'm coming back greater. Somebody say, I'm in my comeback season. And because I'm in my comeback season, I'm in my payback season. Now shout like you in it right now. Ada, mando kobadahayaha. I heard the Holy Ghost say, tell him, use my hand. My hand is greater than your hand. My power is greater than your power. He said, my strength is greater than your strength. Okay, I gotta go. Oh, I gotta go. Come on up here, Amon, real quick. Now, we're gonna strike. I wish I could prophesy to so many more people. Maybe they'll let me do it a little later. Now, say this with me as loud as you can. And these musicians are gonna join in with us. But you have to use your voice. Your voice is the arrow. And if you don't strike the ground, if you don't use your voice, or you don't strike the ground, you're going to be watching other people get things overturned. And you're going to be like, what happened to you? Every day I'm hot and overturned. Thank you, Jesus. Your voice is that arrow. Strike the ground. Now watch this. The Lord says, you're going to go from overturn. And during the overturn season, there are going to be overrides. I ain't ready yet. Tell somebody, in the overturn season, there's going to be some Holy Ghost overrides. You do know what an override is, right? When I was going through Rainbow Kenneth Hagin Bible School, I was working at a place called Price Mart. We had to wear an ugly bow tie and an ugly cummerbund, and it was ugly. But I was a cashier. And so I'm in there trying to cashier, trying to make some money so I can go to school and give Brother Hagin an offering. So I've been there doing this. And one day, an older lady came and said, young man, that's not the right price. I said, well, it is. I gave you coupons. I said, ma'am, and I got to pray for my patience. I said, ma'am, I stamped every coupon. She said, no, it's supposed to come out $15 less. So I called somebody who had more authority. And they came over and said, oh, this is, no, you can't handle this. I got a key. She stuck the key inside, flipped the key, and the price said, bing, 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 bing. It was outside of my jurisdiction. So she had to do what they call an override. I'm done with y'all over here. I'm coming over here. The Lord says there's about to be some overrides. You're going to come to the table. They're going to say, your closing cost was $20,000. Hold on. Another authority is going to walk in the room. I'll shout by myself. I don't care about none of y'all up in here. Another authority is going to walk in the room and say, here is my access key. I'm overriding this transaction. Tell somebody, in the overturn, there will be overrides. Now come on, open your mouth and give him praise. Now watch this. Overturn is going to bring overrides. And the Lord says the override, here's where I need y'all at, is going to lead into overflow. Touch the neighbor, say get ready. Touch out the neighbor, say get ready. Overturn is coming. Overrides are happening. And overflow. It's on its way. Now shout with the voice of triumph like you already got it. Shout. Grab your neighbor. Say, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Help me strike the ground. Help me strike the ground. I need it. Help me strike the ground. Now open your mouth for the truth and pray. Go find three people. Tell them overflow. 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 Now praise the Lord. Tell somebody else that there are few of us have got enough faith to praise God before we see it happen. I can praise him before I see it. I can shout before I touch it. I can dance before I feel it. Praise him right now. Strike the ground. Strike the ground.
Strike the ground. Strike the ground.